Shvius, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Eser Netiyas Mufuzaras Besaich Beisa, Chorshan Kol Beis Sa Bishvilon Ad Rosh Hashanah. If one plants 10 saplings, young trees, that are spread out throughout the Beis Sa, so he's allowed to plow the whole Beis Sa for these young trees until Rosh Hashanah. So that's different than fully grown trees, because those, one is only allowed to plow, if it's the Mishnah Rishona, up until Atzeres, Shavuos. And then there's also that halacha l'Moshe Misinai, that one is not allowed to plow a month before Rosh Hashanah. However, by these saplings, so the Taisis Yontif explains, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chasam l'monim shal Yisrael, Hashem is concerned about Yidden losing money, and he doesn't want all these things to get destroyed. So there's actually halacha l'Moshe Misinai that one is allowed to plow these up until even Rosh Hashanah, totally till the end of the year. Why? Because if one doesn't plow them, since they're so delicate, they won't withstand dryness. If one doesn't plow, I guess by plowing, it allows the soil to get more moist. And if one doesn't plow, it'll dry out and be destroyed. So we allow to plow them all the way up to the end of the year because they're so delicate. So that's one chiddush, that you're allowed to actually do it till Rosh Hashanah. The Rav says that over here, it's teaching us something else, that if you only had 3 to 9 saplings, for example, you're not allowed to plow the whole field. And like the Rush explains, because the whole field doesn't need to be plowed to have a positive impact on the 9 saplings. So the Rav says that the Mishnah is teaching us a chiddush, that unlike trees, where if you have 3 trees, you're allowed to plow the whole field, with saplings, if one doesn't have 10, he is not allowed to plow the whole field. That's the other chiddush that the Rav is teaching us here. So the Rav says that the Mishnah specifically said, Mufuzaris, that these saplings are spread out, because only when they're spread out, it appears that you're fixing it for the trees themselves. However, as the Mishnah is now going to continue, Hayu Asuyas Shura, if the trees were in a line, and they looked like a wall of trees because they were lined up, Umu Kafus Atara, so this is the Rishonim learn, is or. Or it was, the Rav brings down a pshat that it was surrounded by a fence. So the trees within this Beis Sa were all surrounded by fences, I guess. So therefore, when plowing near it, it didn't look like you were doing it for the tree. Rather, it looked like you were doing it for the land, I guess. Or the Rush learns that Atara is like a crown, like a semicircle or a circle, that regardless, the trees, the saplings, are not dispersed. Rather, when they're set up in a line or a semicircle, the Mishnah says, Ein Chorshin Lehem Elut Litzarkon, one is only allowed to plow around these saplings. Why is that? Because when they're lined up in specific formations, when one then plows the rest of the field, it doesn't look like he's plowing for the saplings. Rather, it looks like he's plowing for the field. When they're all spread out, it looks like he's plowing for the trees. That's fine, because you're only allowed to plow for the tzorich of the trees themselves. But if they're lined up or in a circle or in a specific formation, or there is a fence around them, then one is not allowed to do it.